ladies and gents. We are back with another installment of Sports Take Podcast. All right, guys, I'm here with my boy Hunter, boy Devin. We're without Tabo this week.
Tabo's not here. He's gone.
You know, it's
Tabo,
okay.
So Tabo had a church meeting, quote unquote church meeting.
Yeah, whatever.
He's like, oh, sorry, I can't come. Church meeting. I was like, no worries. We'll get my boy Devin.
Always.
Some of you might remember Devin. He's been on some Utah Jazz podcasts in the past. What's up, Devin?
I'm a good fill-in. Don't worry.
Perfect fill-in. We'll see how this goes. You might be a permanent fill-in.
We'll see.
Tabo's on the hot seat.
Tabo is definitely early hot on our hot Tabo's seat right on the now. Hot seat.
He said he had a church meeting. He's like, oh, sorry, I can't be there, guys. You know, blah, blah, blah. Got right. Church meeting Wednesday night. So does Talmadge. I was like, all right, no worries. We'll get Devin in here. Devin, just like that, was like, yes, I'm in.
Canceled my church meeting.
Canceled his church meeting. Tabo then texts us. He goes, oh, good news, guys. Don't have church meeting anymore. I was like, no worries. We got Devin. You can go to your church meeting. He's like, no, I don't have it anymore.
And then no one responded.
Crickets.
It was great.
Just absolute silence.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was our response to Tabo when he's like, oh, no church meeting.
Sucks
so
to suck,
Tabo's
dude.
Not here. We got Devin. Devin, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here. Really excited. Love the Pink Floyd intake.
Yeah, you picked the Pink Floyd intake. That's like the first classic rock I think we've had on this show.
Yeah, it's
so
good.
You're already breaking barriers.
I bring a new style in.
Yeah. So we got some exciting stuff on tap for you guys today.
Oh, yeah.
First, I mean, you know the drill by now. We're going to go through some segments. Devin doesn't know the drill by now. Devin's going to go through this. He's going to learn it all on the fly. He had about 15 seconds of instruction before getting here. So
we're in there, though.
He's going to be in there. As a true professional, it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we have on tap first, Alex?
On tap first for segment one, that's a bad look. Ooh, it's one of my favorite ones.
Should we let the new guy go first?
You know, I want to let the new guy go first.
All right. Devin, you're up first.
Thinking about it, it's one that everyone's, you know, gone over. It's been in the news. Kawhi Leonard being traded to the Toronto Raptors and DeMar DeRozan getting the boot out of Toronto. You know, you've seen it all in the news, Instagram feed, ESPN, it's all over. DeMar DeRozan sad. You know, they gave him that family, we're family BS when he was trying to go to the Lakers, and then they gave him
the
boot.
Blake Griffin Clipper for life.
Yeah.
Raptor for life.
I mean, give me a break. I don't agree with it, but I think it's a bad look on Toronto. But he's not going into a bad situation in San Antonio.
Oh, if anything,
either.
He's going into a much better situation.
Right. 100%. Under Popovich, like, he's just...
Better organization, yeah, better coach.
Brand new coach up in Toronto. He'd start all over again.
Yeah. It's always funny because anytime some NBA player gets traded that like has shown loyalty to a team, everyone's so quick to be like, oh my goodness, it's a business. Like, no loyalty in the NBA. Like, of course. Like, did you not learn it the first time when Isaiah Thomas got traded? Did you not learn it the first time Kevin Durant left? Like, did you not learn it when LeBron left to Miami and then left Miami to Cleveland? Or when Kyrie Irving wanted to trade? Of course there's no loyalty in the NBA. And to think that there is any loyalty in the NBA is just silly. Frankly, it's just silly to think like they deserve some sort of like reward for being loyal. Because it is a business. And every time something like this happens, Twitter is so quick to just join in this big mob mentality of, oh my goodness, the NBA, no loyalty. Like, NBA players are like, should have known it's just a business. Yeah, you should have known it was just a business. You've been in there for 8 years. You should have known it was a business. How can you be blindsided? Yeah.
Yep.
Life is a business. You shouldn't be blindsided by stuff like this.
Right.
Now, I get it. There was the whole thing of, oh, well, Toronto said they weren't going to trade him the day before, and then he ends up getting traded. Which Masai Ujiri, the president of the Toronto Raptors, said there was some miscommunication between the two sides in regards to the whole no trade talk.
Well, he was out of the country.
Yeah.
Like, that's not really on him either, though.
But I'm just so shocked that NBA players pretend to be shocked when this type of stuff happens.
That is true. I mean, it's kind of like a brotherhood, too, so everyone just kind of bands together when they think someone got the short end of the stick.
And Isaiah Thomas is the self-proclaimed, you know, lamb to the slaughter.
Right.
Yep.
As if he was the first player to ever be traded away after a good season.
Oh, yeah. My Instagram feed, it's always Isaiah Thomas talking about how the Celtics screwed him in some way.
And then he talks about how he doesn't hold grudges.
Yeah.
Right.
If he didn't hold grudges, I wouldn't see him on my Instagram feed every day.
Yeah. That was the funniest thing. I would have resigned with Boston. I don't hold grudges. Trust me, dude.
Why are you talking about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you angry, buddy. Little flustered.
That's bad look on Kawhi Leonard as well.
Yeah.
Just because of the way he handled that whole situation.
Yeah. Oh, he's been handling the situation bad.
Well, he's just
all
like
around.
A little prima donna. Like, it's kind of annoying. Like, he's just like all like. It's just like, he just looks. If you see a picture of him, I can't remember the last like photo on any line of social media anywhere where the kid is smiling. Have you seen that kid happy?
Actually, yes.
When?
His picture with the Toronto Raptors.
The Toronto, oh, yeah.
Well,
they
finally.
Just, they just
I don't care. Guy's depressed.
Look it up.
He's.
It's like a little
like
half smile, but smile nonetheless.
Yeah,
I mean, looks like he aged 10 years in the photo, but it must have been a long flight.
Also, side note, probably the worst personal logo in sports.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, look it up. Just Kawhi Leonard logo.
Kawhi Leonard.
Real bad. Really, really bad. It's like a hand where...
Oh, I've seen that.
Half of the hand is a K, and then the thumb and middle finger are an L, and then the pointer finger is like the number 2.
Clearly, his uncle got to decide that, too.
Yeah.
Just like his uncle's deciding most of his career moves.
Yeah. We talked about it a little bit of last time. The only chance that Toronto has is either just contending for a championship and hoping that Kawhi Leonard just falls in love with Toronto, or you convince him, hey, you can party here too. We've got a fellow by the name of Drake.
No one's contending with Boston.
Philadelphia?
In the East. No.
I mean, they'll be the
ones. I mean, I want to agree with you, but
well, Philadelphia will be in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah,
but I mean, that's not going to go farther than that.
I don't know. Milwaukee was
they'll
a
lose
tougher test to Boston.
But
Milwaukee was a tougher
on.
Test to Boston than Philadelphia was.
Philadelphia.
I'm not saying Milwaukee is a better team. I'm not saying
is the same as last year. It didn't work last year. Why is it going to work this year?
You never know.
Boston got better.
Philadelphia stayed roughly the same.
Exactly. If one team got better and they stayed the same. Not going to happen.
Zaire, unless Markelle Fultz like suddenly becomes
number
one overall pick.
When his shoulder miraculously healed.
Yeah. Then you can say, okay.
Gonna have to do a lot.
Yeah, then you can look and be like, okay, Philadelphia got better. Like, Markelle Fultz is their marquee free agent acquisition.
Yeah.
Alex, what was a bad look this week?
Yeah, I've got two of them.
All right.
One of them, the reason I've got two also is because I think the one I'm thinking of, I feel like we talked about it a couple weeks ago. Could be wrong. But it's kind of was out there a little bit, but Papa John resigning.
I think we did. I'm pretty sure we talked about it.
I feel like we did, but I just want to talk
like
about it a little more because
this
man, this guy really screwed the pooch on this one. Like, first off, going off on the NFL about the whole taking a knee, all that
People
stuff.
People aren't eating my pizza because of the anthem protests. Or maybe because you make really crappy pizza.
Yeah, and then now no one wants to eat your pizza because you're a racist or you're... You're using the N-word.
You can't lean on Peyton Manning forever,
yeah,
right?
I know, dude. Man, it's just crazy. It's crazy. But my second bad look is the Seattle Seahawks as a whole right now. It's really hard for me to say that, but the way they're handling this whole Earl Thomas situation, which just blew out of proportion more so today.
Fill me in, because I haven't been following any NFL stuff.
So Earl Thomas is just... You know, PO'd because we're not paying him, right? So he's holding out.
Well, he went and told the Cowboys, come sign me.
Yeah, right? And he deserves to be paid. He is an amazing safety. He's good at what he does. But he's handling it like a little baby, and it's really frustrating me. But then the Seahawks are just being little babies back, and it's just all passive-aggressive crap, and nothing's going on. And so now Camp's
Sherman
here.
Might have been onto something.
Yeah, right? Now Camp's here, and Earl Thomas will not be there.
Actually, a lot of NFL players who aren't at camp. Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, Le'Veon
Aaron
Bell.
Donald,
yeah. Aaron Donald.
Earl Thomas.
Well, but this is the thing. Like,
Julio Jones.
I know that those two.
Yeah, I noticed.
But those
Julio.
Things, though, those ones are in the progress of getting signed. Like, that is
like,
the thing.
Earl
the
Thomas, there's nothing.
The Seahawks have. There has been no progress made, and it's just whatever. Honestly, at this point, because we're already in a full rebuild, let's just get them out of here. Like,
yeah.
I don't care anymore. Just ship them away.
Might as well.
Because at this point, it's just
Safe
kind
face
of. Yeah.
As much as you can.
It's
at
whatever.
This point.
I know, man. All right, Hunter, what's yours?
So for my bad luck, sorry to do this to you on your first day, Devin, but the New York Yankees catcher, Gary Sanchez,
Yankees are bum.
Last night, game against Tampa Bay, I don't remember what inning it was, early in the game, wild pitch, Gary Sanchez kind of gives a little half trot over to the pitch. It's like all the way by the wall, almost into Tampa Bay's dugout. Just kind of jogs on over there. Meanwhile, Tampa had a runner at second, runs all the way around third and home before Gary Sanchez can retrieve this wild pitch and throw it to the pitcher, which ultimately cost them the game because they lost by a score of 7-6. However, that's not the only thing that Gary Sanchez did to cost New York the game, because in the top of the ninth inning, with the bases loaded and two outs, Gary Sanchez hit a little ground ball up to the shortstop, who then flipped the ball to second. However, it was too late at second, and the guy was safe. But then realizes, wait a second, Gary Sanchez isn't running this whole entire game, and so he tosses on over to first. Meanwhile, Gary Sanchez is halfway to first after 30 seconds and gets out.
No.
Ultimately, Yankees obviously lose the game because that was a third out. Next day, New York Yankees award their heart and – or the MLB in general awarded their heart and hustle awards, which one player from every team receives an award.
Right.
Receives the heart and hustle award. Mookie Betts won it for Boston. Trey Turner won it for Washington. The winner of the heart and hustle award for the New York Yankees is their backup catcher. The guy
That's
behind
awesome.
Gary Sanchez in the lineup.
That's fantastic.
Then – 3 hours later, Gary Sanchez assigned to the DL because apparently he's hurt. Apparently he pulled his groin, his hamstring, something on that play.
He's emotionally hurt.
Everyone's,
his pride is down.
Yeah.
My butt, this dude is hurt. Like, there is a 0% chance that this dude is hurt in any way, because if you watch the replay, he jogs on up to first and then realizes, wait a second, the dude was safe at second. I need to run. He hustles after that. So, like, how can you be hurt halfway to first and then suddenly you're good to run it out? Because if you're good enough to run out the second half of the baseline, you should be good enough to run out the entire baseline. So, bad look on Gary Sanchez and the New York Yankees. Cost him the game for lack of hustle. Then his backup wins the Heart and Hustle Award, and then he gets assigned to the DL. Now they're saying he's going to be out for a month, which just doesn't make any sense because you played the entire game and then magically was hurt after not running. So
clearly something deeper there that we don't know about.
Yeah, it's he doesn't give any effort.
He's just trying.
When
he
got Bronx Bomber money, what effort do you have to give?
It's true. Yankees got quite the payroll going on. Gonna talk about some MLB payrolls actually coming on up a little bit later, but before we get to that, we want to get to who's back.
Ooh.
Certainly Gary Sanchez is not going to be back.
No, he's gone
for a
not
month
for a while.
Yeah, he's out.
But Alex, who's back this week,
man,
not named Gary Sanchez?
So my who's back, who is not named Gary Sanchez, and it was really awesome to see this guy kind of doing his thing again after this weekend, but my boy Tiger Woods is back, all right? Kind of showed up again, but this Open, he was even winning. He was leading for a span of like 30 seconds because, you know, things happen so fast, but...
Because it's golf.
Yeah, about 30 seconds. That dude was all by himself at the top. But he got, I think he tied for six and finished five under, which is awesome. That guy was, it's the best we've seen him play in a long time. And
there's,
I'm just excited.
Tiger, I'm going to agree with you because Tiger is officially back because there's nothing more perfectly summing up Tiger being back than the fact that he's in contention and people are talking about him being back,
right,
and then ultimately not winning.
Yep.
Like, that's the epitome of the whole Tiger's back conversation of, oh my goodness, Tiger's back. He's in contention for a major. Tiger officially back, question mark. And then it's like, oh, nope. Collapsed on the last day of the tournament.
Almost there, almost there. Never mind.
So that pesky Sunday afternoon comes around and Tiger's not back, which encapsulates the whole Tiger's back.
Right.
Because that's the number one sign that Tiger is, in fact, back. Of people are talking about him being back, and then he's not. Then he collapses.
He's back in the media.
Yeah, he's back in the limelight on Twitter for half a day, Sunday morning. Tiger shows up wearing a red shirt, and people are like, Tiger is
back.
But either way, that was his best finish that he's had in a long time.
He's improving.
True.
He's improving.
Yeah, which is great, because the guy's just getting old, man. Like, he's getting old. Dude's half, he's a, what do you want to call that, a cyborg at this point. Got enough metal in his body to...
His back is literally metal.
His back just fused together with metal.
Local legend Tony Finau.
I know, and he lost.
Finished
like,
top 10.
He was, Tony
Finau. Five under.
Yeah,
I think he was one stroke behind Tiger.
Yeah,
I like seeing him in the media.
Yeah,
Tony Finau is a stud for sure.
Tony Finau.
I mean, he's tough. Ever since, you know, he popped his ankle from it being dislocated,
there?
He just rolled.
You seen the video?
No, I've seen the video, but it just blew my mind.
I know.
Oh,
he pops that thing back in. I was like, man,
it's
that's.
Did
that's
you guys
a man.
See a picture of it after?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, the thing was
disgusting.
Yeah,
black.
He was golfing with his brother, Gipper, his older brother, or I think he actually might be younger. Either way, was golfing with his brother. and he's telling us the story. He was like 5 yards away from him. And when it happened, and at first he didn't know, and then within like 30 seconds of it happening, the dude next to him showing him the video on Twitter just like blew up. And then all day golfing, everyone who would come up would ask him about his brother. And he's like, and I thought to myself, like, man, like, this must really suck for you. Like, you're a professional golfer, and everyone just wants to talk to you about your brother. And he's like, no, actually, it's really nice, because whenever people come, they want to talk to me about being, you know, he was the youngest professional golfer in PGA history, turned pro at, like, 13 years old, something crazy like that. And he's just like, yeah, no, it's really nice. Like, people don't want to talk about me being a child phenom. They just talk about my Talk about my brother. Totally down with it. Could not have cared less.
So sick.
He gets a break for a little bit.
Yeah. It's nice. Who's back this week? Football. Football is officially back.
Man.
And it's like Christmas morning for me.
It's tomorrow, right? Where the camp starts tomorrow, right?
So camp, Kyle, and like all the college camps start on August 1st.
Yeah, and NFL camps are starting
NFL
now.
Well,
I mean, it depends. Like, rookies have, like, kind of already been hitting it, right? But now it's, like, the veterans
camps.
And all that stuff coming tomorrow. Yeah, it's the 27th.
And we actually have this coming weekend is the last weekend without football until February.
You don't understand how
August
nice
2nd,
that is.
August 2nd is...
Oh, my gosh.
Who is it?
We've missed it.
August 2nd, Bears-Falcons in the Hall of Fame game. So 1 week from tomorrow. We'll have NFL football.
You don't understand.
A Thursday night.
I'm going to watch every second of that
Thursday
game.
Night.
I don't
football
care.
Is officially
you're
going
to get the most ghetto dudes in there, but I'm so stoked. You know, it's so great just to have something live. You know, I'm not Sunday afternoon full of my laundry, turning on the NFL Red Zone replay. Man.
I already know what happens.
Yeah, it's like, man, I already know what happens, but it's like, oh, it's
is
all I
Bears
got.
Rookie yep. wide receiver Kevin White the favorite for the Ben Simmons Award? Where you win Rookie of the Year in your fifth season?
Because
hey, he's been
know.
Hurt every season.
I don't know. If that's
point.
The way it is, and Donovan's taking it this year, so like, you know, coming up, Donovan's going to
take
Donovan
it. Yeah, Donovan might win it this year.
Yeah, be sick.
Let's give him another chance.
Bears rookie Kevin White entering his contract year, also his rookie year.
Heck, we might as well just give Russell
rookie
Wilson.
Rookie year is his contract year?
No, he got drafted like in 2014.
Brad, I know,
but
like
been
he's been hurt the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
I don't even care. Let's just give it to Russell Wilson, you know what I'm saying? Like if we're just getting out crazy stuff.
Rookie of the year.
Rookie
of the year,
Russell Wilson, you know what I'm saying?
Drew Brees.
Rookie,
yeah.
Tom Brady, rookie of the year.
Brett Favre.
Sick. Brett Favre, yeah, dude. Retirement of the year. Sick.
Oh yeah. So great. I don't know if we mentioned it yet. I'm actually gonna pull up what I think could be the biggest like when I think college football, I think this. Let me see if I can get it going. There's an ad on the video. My bad. I'll get it going in just a second.
I'm okay with it because the music on the ad's kind of tight.
The snow.
I don't know if headphones.
Purdue in all white. They won the toss and they elected to receive.
Side making huge blocks.
I just sit in the dark over here.
They've never been in this type of environment before when you are talking about a 10-0 Hawkeye football team.
Man,
the first time in history they have stood on this precipice. And certainly a chance at a Big Ten championship.
Beth Moen's dropping words like precipice when discussing the Iowa-Purdue game. 7-0 at 10 in the morning.
Fantastic. That's what I'm saying. We just talked about today how we're talking about like doing some sports betting. I'm telling you, rolling out of bed. Temple Northwestern is what I'm looking forward to.
Means something at this point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got money on the line.
Yeah.
Perfect. You roll out of bed, eyes still a little fuzzy, yeah. Look at the scoreboard. Wait, that can't be right. 4th and 22, Illinois punting for the sixth time in the first quarter.
It's awesome.
0-0 versus Northwestern.
We're about to have ourselves a game.
Better hunker down. We're in for a treat.
Get your oatmeal ready for that one.
Oh, yeah. Pour a nice bowl of cereal, you come back.
That big old blanket around you.
pour a bowl of cereal, you take a shower, you get dressed, you come on up. Wait a second, how has it only been 30 seconds? And Iowa already has the 3-and-out again? Oh, man.
Yep.
Perfect. Big Ten football early in the morning. Beth Moen's on the call. Love it. Devin, who's back?
You guys are going to be shocked by this one, but I think the mailman's back. Karl Malone.
Karl Malone.
He got an Instagram.
Selling cigars.
You see that new cigar business?
Yeah.
That's all he does now.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Whatever you got to do.
Sell cigars.
I was real excited. Him and Donovan Mitchell going back and forth.
On the tweeter machine?
Yeah, on the tweeter machine. Never thought I'd see the mailman on social media. I thought he just, like, sat in Louisiana and chilled and fished and hunted and all that. So it was good to see him back in the spotlight a little bit, at least here in Utah. I don't know about everywhere
else. Well, Donovan Mitchell wore the gold mountain jersey.
Yeah, summer.
That was a sick jersey.
That was a very sick jersey. Yeah. I'd like to get my hands on that.
Right.
But that's who's back for me. Pretty cool.
That's actually really cool.
You know, I don't smoke, but maybe one of those cigars.
Maybe just the middleman.
I think people would understand, right?
Bishop.
Yeah.
I don't even care. If the mailman came up to me and was like, listen, you want to hang out with me a couple hours and we'll light one of these up? And I was like, you don't even have to ask.
You can't say no to that.
Like,
I don't care who you are.
Are you kidding me? You know, I'm sitting there, give me
Mom,
three of them.
Mom, you don't understand.
Yeah. How many do you mean to do?
No, like, Kimmy would understand. If I'm hanging out with the mailman.
Mark, come on.
Yeah, I'm, you know.
Too bad, so sad. I'm three of them at once, if that's what I got to do. Like, it's, I don't
hang out with the mailman? Whatever.
Looking like Kramer after the.
Yeah, well, you know what?
A couple of those guys.
I'm hideous. Me.
Look like an old catcher's mitt.
Yeah, no, that'd be tight. I'd be totally down for that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with our weekly topics.
Ooh.
Going to dive right into it. Put Devin on the hot seat. Show us what he's got.
I like it.
Stay tuned.
I'm ready.
Man.
We're back with the Sports Take podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Love this transition sound. Love the Rocky. Get played in with Rocky a little bit. Gets me pumped up. Gets the juices going.
Yeah, like sweating over here.
Yeah, seriously. It makes you
Devin's it makes sweating you like it's sprint, a sauna right? in here.
I just want to get in a full dead sprint, full sweatsuit. You know, you got the hood on. It's cinched up. Holla.
Oh, yeah. That's
can't go
nice.
Wrong.
Can't go wrong with Rocky.
No.
Best of the Rocky movies, 1 through 4.
One.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with one.
Cause it's a classic?
This is a classic. I don't know. Have you guys seen the new Creed movie? Have you guys seen that one? That was amazing. I'm so stoked.
But, I mean, for the sake of the argument,
Adrian.
1 through 4. What's the one where he fights the Russian dude? That's 4, right? That's a good one.
Where he fights the Russian dude, the one that killed Creed?
Yeah.
That one.
What was that one?
No,
that
I think like, that's 3.
That's the third one.
Yeah, because the fourth one.
I break you.
Yeah.
Andrei Kirilenko.
Yeah, I think that was the third one. That's why, I'm just so stoked for the new Creed to come out, because it's like Draco's son, I think, is what they're playing it off of. Man, oh, it's going to be a good movie.
Good series it's been.
Oh, yeah.
Can someone look that up? What is it?
What?
I got to find out what.
You know what?
Is it number 3?
Watch this. Give me a sec. Rocky versus Which Draco. One?
My gosh. This is really bad radio, but we can't not find it out, you know.
Quick question. Does anyone beat Mr. T, though? That's
because I'm a fighter.
That's a great movie, the one with Mr.
That's
T.
That's the way I'm made, Adrian. We can't change what we are.
What?
The one where Rocky fights Mr. T.
No, it's Rocky 4.
Rocky
it's
4,
it's
okay.
Rocky 4 where he fights
yeah,
Rocky.
Yeah, so that's right.
I think it's Let's in go. Rocky 3 where he kills, where Drago fights Creed. And he gets killed. I think that's like the very end of that one. And then that, because like I think that fourth movie is the whole
kind of let
build up
it.
And it's like the whole get back into
it. You know,
you have to have a marriage.
A lot of people come to Vegas to lose. I did. And nothing over until it's over.
Man.
Yeah. Nothing's over until it's over.
Dang.
That's such a good movie. So great. Honestly. I mean, anyone who doesn't love the Rocky movies, get out. GTFO.
You're not American if you don't.
No. Absolutely not.
Because I'm a fighter.
I'm a fighter.
That's the way I'm made, Adrian.
Dang it, Adrian.
Gosh, Adrian.
You can't change what we are.
Get off my butt, Adrian.
Get off his back, Adrian.
Get off.
He's a fighter.
Who do you think I am?
I didn't get
cauliflower here for no reason. Jeez.
Speaking of elite athletes, one of the top Major League Baseball players under some fire recently. Not from any writers or any fans, but from the own MLB commissioner.
That's never good.
Mike Trout. Last week, MLB All-Star Game, Mike Trout afterwards was in a bit of a controversy because MLB commissioner Robert Manfred said that the Angels and Mike Trout in particular need to do a better job of kind of selling Mike Trout. Or exact words, Mike Trout needs to market himself better.
Stupid.
So I ask you, Devin, do you agree with this? Are you on Mike Trout's side? Because they later came out, the Angels came out, gave a statement saying pretty much just applauding Mike Trout for being a great father, a great husband, as well as a great baseball player. So are you with MLB on this? Does Mike Trout and should Mike Trout and the Angels market himself as a player more? Or are you with the Angels of, well, he's a father. I don't know if he's a father. He's a husband. He's a son. He's a great community guy.
How can you not be with Trout on this one? The only reason the commissioner's saying that is because he wants more money from Mike Trout branding himself. Mike Trout is doing fine the way he is. Doesn't matter if he's branding himself. He brands himself by the way he goes out and plays every night. By the way, he's the most well-rounded and best player in baseball right now. You can't, like, he is the best right now.
But do you think that there's a point of, you know, if you go to Los Angeles and you ask them to pick Mike Trout out of the lineup, how many people in L.A. do you think could pull Mike Trout out of a lineup?
Not a lot, but...
Because you obviously have Bryce Harper, who's a little bit different. He's
right,
got the trademark look of the hair and the beard.
Well, right, but I still feel like you're pulling... Boy. I still feel like most people are pulling him out. I mean, because this
is
the thing.
Because
you know how much ESPN promotes the dude? Gosh, on any, like, little, like, transition scene, like, anything like baseball, it's always like you got those couple players. Mike Trout's in every single one of those.
Yeah.
Listen. So I just think it's... If you are remotely... paying attention to sports at all. I don't even care. In L.A., you know, you could pick him out.
Yeah,
you could pick him out easy.
Here's
certainly, he'd be more popular if he was on the Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a given. That's the Dodgers. That's like everyone knows them. Everyone's known them since the early...
The Dodgers, dude.
Since they moved from Brooklyn to L.A. Everyone knew him in Brooklyn. But anyway, Trout does not need to worry because people still know him. He is all over TV. If you go to any Dick's Sporting Goods, he's up there.
Right.
In L.A., I was in Newport Beach. I was at the Dick's out there, and he was all over the wall. Everyone's going to know who he is. Just because he wants to stay a little bit humble and not be like Bryce Harper, out yelling at the umpire, throwing helmets at people.
Which you could argue is why Bryce Harper is a lot more popular than Mike Trout.
Well, yeah, he is. I mean, if you ask anyone who's popular, it's the person
that fights.
That's
the thing. Would you rather be more popular for the wrong reasons and less popular for the right? Like, what?
Bryce Harper, part of the reason Bryce Harper's more popular is because of just, like, the look.
You know,
he's got the long hair, he's got the beard,
antics.
He's got the pretty
The antics
boy.
Are in there.
I mean, the antics are in there. He's also a tremendous ball player.
He is a tremendous ball player. He backs it up. I mean, you look at Grayson Allen.
And
what
it's
is,
gone
what's
downhill
Grayson
since.
Allen known for? Why is Grayson Allen popular?
Tripping. Well, he's not popular.
He's
Why is he
I mean,
well
why
known?
Why is he a little bit well known? Because
he
trips people.
Because
he trips Because of his antics. Why is Mike Trout not as popular? Because he goes to the ballpark,
plays his game,
goes home to his wife. And if he has kids,
usually loses,
and focuses
the
on
Angels
that.
Aren't any good.
Well, yeah, but that's not his fault.
He can't
do everything.
All his three homers. Now,
if you were to move to the Dodgers right now, then maybe he would be more popular because they'd be a World Series team.
So I actually think the biggest reason why Mike Trout isn't more popular is because of that reason, because the Angels just aren't any good.
Yeah.
I think the Angels have made the playoffs in the postseason once since Mike Trout got called up from the minor league Salt Lake Bees.
Right.
Despite having Ian Kinsler, Justin Upton, Albert Pujols, Mike Trout, like they've got a pretty talented roster. They just aren't any good. So I think obviously that factors in is you don't see him throughout the postseason, which is when MLB is marketed the most.
Exactly. That's when
most times you see MLB commercials, it's for the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 times out of 10, the Angels aren't in postseason contention. They're not in postseason contention this year. Three of the best teams in base, three of the top six teams in baseball are in that division. And then, frankly, the Angels just aren't one of them. They're just not any good. So I think that obviously hinders Mike Trout's ability to market himself
and
the
they
Angels
were better.
To market him.
Oh, yeah,
they were
no,
better,
I agree with
known.
That. But also at the same time, like, to them, it'll be commissioner. Stay in your lane, dude. Like, I get you're the commissioner and, like, you can really just say whatever the heck you want.
But I don't think we'd be coming at Adam Silver if he were to come out and say, oh, you know what, I think Paul George needs to market himself a little more.
But I don't know why that's even a thing. Like, why do they care? Like, it's because he's like...
Well, because for baseball right now is facing a big problem of people just don't know who these players are.
True.
And
I mean, that's...
show you what I mean, today...
Right.
asked a lot of people, texted a bunch of people, casual sports fans. By no means are they watching every single baseball game or do they research as much as we do. They're just casual sports fans. None of them particularly baseball guys or girls, but people I thought would know some baseball players who I was curious to see which ones they would know. So I texted a lot of people. Here were the five people that came back over and over. Now, some people had only two or three of these guys. Some of them had all of them.
Which is the most common five.
These are the most common five.
Cool.
Number one, Bryce Harper.
Right.
Of course.
Part of that may be because we're living in Utah, heavily Mormon LDS community. Bryce Harper happens to be Mormon and LDS. And we all know Mormons love to back up other Mormons.
I didn't even know that.
There you go. You learn something new every day.
Jeez, just got crazy. Married in the temple to his wife last year.
Yeah. And Mormons love to back other Mormons. So, of course, here in Utah, there might be a little bit of a bias towards that. But Bryce Harper, I wouldn't argue, is a top five popular baseball player.
Yeah.
Number two, Mike Trout.
Okay.
Now, of course, might be skewed a little bit because he played here in Salt Lake for a while with the minor league Salt Lake Bees
street. Who follows the Bees?
But of course,
if you're an average fan.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I'm saying it was skewed
pretty,
just a little bit. Not as skewed as much
fan.
As Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Not as much as Bryce Harper, but maybe a little bit. Number three, Aaron Judge. Can't argue that. He's definitely top three popular baseball player.
Absolutely.
Number four, which actually surprised me a little bit, Manny Machado.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Surprised.
Well, he's been all over the
media. Maybe that's
right
just
now.
Like a recent thing.
Yeah, also recency bias. He's been all over SportsCenter for the last couple of weeks with trade talk. Number five, Jose Altuve. Which
he
again,
made his name in the postseason.
Biggest name in the postseason. His team just won a championship.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the five. You have one guy who's a Mormon, but he's also got the baseball look.
Right.
Two, played in Salt Lake, but is also probably arguably the best player in baseball. Three, the biggest name and literally the biggest guy in baseball, Aaron Judge. Number four, Manny Machado, who was just over SportsCenter for the last month. So, of course, could factor in a little bit. And then Jose Altuve, who just won a championship. Some notable names missing from this list. Number one, notice there's not a single pitcher.
Right.
No Chris Sale. No Clayton Kershaw. No
Verlander.
No Max Scherzer. None of those guys. Number two, no members of the 2016 World Series champion Chicago Cubs. No Chris Bryant. No Anthony Rizzo. No Javier Baez. None of those guys.
Right.
Number three, defending NL MVP Giancarlo Stanton, not on the list.
He's had a down year, so.
Had a down year, but a year ago he was supposed to be one of the biggest names.
But now he's in Judge's shadow.
Exactly. But the fact that people forgot about him just like that, even if they did know him a year ago. Number four, any players on the MLB's league-leading Boston Red Sox. Not a single Boston Red Sox was named. Not Chris Sale, not Mookie Betts, not J.D. Martinez.
I thought Mookie would be on there right now.
You would think so. He's one probably a top three player in baseball this season, but not a lot of people know him. Unless you're in Boston or you're an avid Red Sox fan, probably not a lot of common sports guys know who Mookie Betts is, nor do they know who J.D. Martinez is. And number five, zero players on seven of the top 10 teams in baseball this season were named. No one from the Oakland Athletics, no one from the Seattle Mariners, no one from the Red Sox. Cleveland Indians weren't on there. Milwaukee wasn't on there. None of those guys. It was Yankees, Astros, and Dodgers were the only three teams in the top 10 that were recognized on this list.
I mean, it's just, I guess the commissioners kind of got a little point there. These guys have just given themselves a brand.
Yeah. I mean, and
right. I mean, I get the whole thing, like how we're trying to say they need, because like, they are in a problem with people don't, not only just they don't know the players, but it's just nobody's watching any games.
The Chicago Cubs were the number one story in sports probably a year and a half ago.
Right.
Coming off a World Series championship. Now, not a single Cubs player was named.
Just a trend.
Now you ask these same people, name how many basketball players can you name? You know, probably most of them could name around 20. Now there was this, asked my mom, for example, how many baseball players could you name? She named Harper, Machado, and Mike Trout.
Makes sense.
She could probably name 15 basketball players.
Wow. I don't think my mom can name a single baseball player.
Oh, I doubt my
mom
can
too. But Kimmy
doesn't
grow up in it, doesn't live in a sports household like my mom does.
I made it. Yeah, yours. Yours is a much
between
more
between me and my
between
dad.
Your dad and your brother.
Yeah, my brother not so much, but my dad. Yeah, especially not recently.
Mm-hmm. Well,
considering he's in a different country. Now, of course, there's people like us who could probably name, you know, Cody Bellinger, Max Muncy, Carlos Correa, George Springer. You know, we could go down the list of guys. Trey Turner, Juan Soto.
Right.
I could just keep going listing guys.
Didi Gregorius.
But of course, Didi Gregorius. But of course, you know, probably 9 out of 10 people on the street couldn't name 20 or more baseball players, which is a real problem that the league is facing.
Because you think about, go, like, if you went to spend a guy, anyone just on the street, and you even ask, like, give me 5 of the best NBA players.
But you ask those two guys walking down the street right now, name me 10 NBA players.
Yeah, they're going to do that easy.
Now name me 10 baseball
same thing,
players.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, they probably get 2.
Yeah.
Maybe, right? You could do the NFL.
I'd have a hard time seeing someone get more than 5.
I bet NFL people could get, they'd name at least.
NFL, you get the Brady's, 7. The Rodgers.
Right.
You know,
you probably get at least 7 players that people know whether they follow sports or not.
Even like soccer these days, like more people could probably name more soccer players than baseball players.
International, yes. If you were to ask them MLS, might be
MLS, another, I get it.
Different in Salt Lake because we have a professional sports. If we had a professional baseball team here in Salt Lake,
might
you could probably get people to name. The good thing for the MLB is that in the MLB, much different than basketball, big names aren't what's important. In the baseball, big names does not always lead to big success in the sport of baseball.
Absolutely not.
To show you this, I'm going to pull up. I went on a series of tweets earlier today where I talked about the kind of the different payrolls that some MLB teams are paying their guys right now. Let me pull it up real quick. I talked about the top 3 and top 3 highest and top 3 lowest payrolls in baseball and kind of where they stand. Here it is. So as it stands right now, 3 of the top 4 highest payroll teams in the MLB would miss the playoffs. The San Francisco Giants, the Washington Nationals, and the New York Mets have a combined payroll of nearly $560 million.
Wow.
And currently all 3 teams are on the outside looking in when it comes to the playoffs. Now, of course, that can change. We're still a couple months away from the postseason. But those 3 teams, I think the Red Sox is the only team in the top 4 in payroll that are in contention. And they're the best regular season team we've seen in baseball up to this point. To compare that, 3 of the top 5 lowest payroll teams, Oakland, Pittsburgh, and Atlanta, with a combined payroll of $220 million, are all currently in the playoffs or quickly gaining ground. Pirates just came off an 11-game win streak. Oakland's won like 10 of their last 12 and has the 6th best record in baseball, but unfortunately because of how the American League is set up, they're not in the playoffs, but they're a game and a half behind Seattle. And then, of course, Atlanta's leading the division. So you have these 3 teams that are paying $150 million each in payroll to these guys, Jacob DeGrom, Bryce Harper, Andrew McCutchen, Evan Longoria. Each of those teams have big name, relative to baseball fans, big name players, yet can't make it into the postseason. Meanwhile, Atlanta, Oakland, and Pittsburgh have, I can't name a single player on Pittsburgh or on Oakland. I know a couple of Atlanta guys, but that's because they had 3 All-Stars, Freddie Freeman, Nick Markakis, and that young second-year guy.
That's what I love about baseball, though. That Kansas City Royals World Series team, besides the Mormon guy, can you guys name anyone else on that team besides you, Hunter?
On the Royals?
On that World Series.
2015 Royals?
Yeah. You can. Can you name anyone else on that team?
No, I couldn't even get it.
Eric Hosmer.
No. That's what's so great about baseball, is it's you don't have these Cavaliers or Warriors where it's back and forth between the same people every year.
Yeah.
One team, the Royals, can win it 1 year and then be complete crap the next year.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was
so great.
2 years ago
chance.
That it was Mets, Royals in the World Series. Now they're 2 of the worst teams in baseball.
The Mets couldn't win if you put
their
life
on it. Yeah, the only
2
teams worse than that, the only team worse than those 2 are the Baltimore Orioles, who 2 years ago were in the playoffs.
Exactly. I love how everyone gets their chance. It doesn't matter the payroll.
So with that said, the problem still exists for baseball of they're losing popularity. Not as many people are going or watching the games. They have a lack of like name brand talent. So I ask you guys real quick before so we can get on to the segment Alex has been waiting 2 weeks for. What can baseball do to kind of solve this problem?
Well, first off, what's the biggest thing? If you went up to someone and say, why do you not watch baseball? What do they say?
That's a curious thing. I would be interested to find out.
And like, but what?
And
what,
I will. And actually, hold me to it. I'm
we should put
do
a poll
research.
Out. And we should do that. But yeah. I guarantee you, they're too long.
Yeah, I was
too
say.
Slow. Like that's how most people feel about baseball, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people like are willing
probably
to go to
slow.
Baseball games because they got the atmosphere, but no one's going to sit there and watch it on TV because
yeah.
it's just too slow. You sit there, like, that's why, like, there's a lot of things you can do. You know, have a pitcher's clock, right?
Yeah.
You have to have a certain amount of time before you can get the pitch off.
Yeah.
You know, limited to how many times the batter can step out of the box for a timeout. Like, how many times he has to be, that's being limited.
Actually, both of those are on my list of things.
There you go. How many times the manager can come out and discuss things? How many times?
Which they do have. Well, not during a game, but per pitcher, you can only make a mound visit twice. Second time pitcher's out.
I don't even think it should be. I think it should just be like you get twice per game. I just say like I don't care. Like if you want to move your pitcher, that's on you, right?
Yeah.
And if you're subbing your pitcher, that's on you. But
if
you're going to
keep. Of course, if your pitcher's.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't. But think about that though. How much time that takes? Like
the.
There's
that was
times
the
where
thing
that
on
takes
my list.
Almost 5 minutes.
You can't do
like,
that, but you can cut down the pitcher warm-up time. Like you don't need to take 5 minutes.
Right.
Like this pitcher just spent the last two innings in the bullpen warming up. He doesn't need to come out and warm up for another 5 minutes.
Right.
You know, give him 30 seconds and let's get back to it.
Right.
I've thought a lot about this.
Let's hear it.
On how we can make baseball more popular. If you ask any little kid on the street what they want to, if they're into sports, what they want to be when they grow up, what do they say?
Astronaut.
No, in sports. Come on.
Oh, in sports.
A lot of kids like right now.
Basketball.
Like right now,
they
basketball.
They want to be the next LeBron James.
Yeah.
Right.
They
want
to be
Brady.
The next Kobe Bryant.
Which,
or they
want to
be the next Tom Brady.
Going to be named.
Or the next Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
We need to get baseball into, you know, we up here in like the Upper East Side, it's in this community just because, you know, it's been in this community, but we need to get it all over. I lived in Birmingham for 2 years. And, you know, in the lower income areas, baseball is not a thing.
Yeah.
You can't find a baseball field.
Buffalo,
but you can
New
find
York,
basketball.
No one was playing baseball.
You can find basketball courts everywhere.
Right.
You find kids all the time dribbling balls up the street.
Yeah. No, of course.
Or throwing a football. Everyone wants to be part of that. But when it comes to baseball, it's not just a game necessarily that you could just go in your backyard and play. You can play catch.
I was going to say, that's the hard thing about baseball is you need, like, to get a really solid group of people. Like, you need probably at least,
it's a bigger
14
group.
People
yeah,
to have,
you need
have,
at least
like,
a decent
game.
Group.
But if you want it to be big, again, you need to get it into all communities and all ages.
Yeah.
Up next to basketball and football.
Right.
If anything, this is the time where baseball really needs to strike. You need to be like, hey, look, you're not 6'7". You can't jump 5 feet. You don't have a 5 feet vertical. You're not uber athletic. And you don't want to get concussions.
But you can hit a ball, maybe.
Come play baseball.
Right.
You know?
You're a big guy. Just put some power behind it. You can hit the ball.
Yeah, and you can be a small guy. I mean, Trey Turner is tiny.
Or
Altuve.
Altuve is like 5'6".
Dude out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you can go and you can say, look, you're not LeBron James, Rudy Gobert sized.
I mean, yeah, you might break their hearts a little bit, but come on now. Let's be real.
And you don't want to get a concussion.
Right. Because that's a big thing, obviously, these days. Like,
and end up
a lot
like
of kids
Jim
aren't
McMahon.
Playing football anymore. Like, little kids, like...
Parents won't let them.
Parents won't let them until high school, until they're like, okay, you're old enough to like, really, if you
and even
do
then,
it,
sometimes, they won't
like,
let them
it.
Play just because of the concussions.
Right. Yeah. I would be totally down to be driving around the streets, coming up and seeing like a brand new installed like community baseball field, right?
Like a nice one, not just your average.
I know.
Like your
and then
real
just seeing
nice.
Like the Sandlot kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I want to see.
The
I think
Sandlot
that'd be so awesome.
Generation.
Just like that squad, you know, and they're just doing their thing. Because you never see that. When you drive around those Central City baseball fields, right? On
there's
13th
no one
and 7th,
no
I never
there.
See anyone there unless there's an actual...
Unless it's like the league playing.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Foothill Baseball Diamonds.
Exactly.
Which I think part of the problem, again, we don't want to spend a whole lot of time. We're already at 45 minutes. But, I mean, the YouTube generation of I'm going to go on YouTube and I watch LeBron James highlights.
Yeah.
You know, and it's hip-hop music. And it's fast-paced, and there's edits, and LeBron James is jumping out of the building, dunking on everybody. Giannis Antetokounmpo is
jumping over people.
Steph Curry's pulling up from half court. Like, that's exciting to watch in a 3-minute YouTube clip.
Right.
And you watch it, and then a kid thinks, wow, I want to do that. Yeah. And then they go out into their driveway, they lower the hoop to 8 feet, and they start dunking.
Exactly. And, like, I mean, not the
whereas
average kid,
you can't sit down.
Yeah.
And because that's ultimately what gets the attention of the kids is, holy cow, look at Steph Curry pulling up from 40 feet and hitting threes on people. Like, that's exciting to watch on YouTube, on the internet. You can't really go on YouTube and find really quality baseball highlights. Like, you're not going to watch.
Unless you're into it, it's just not that cool.
Yeah, like, I watch it, but I'm into it.
Right.
Like, you're not going to search up Mookie Betts mix and watch Mookie Betts highlights and be like, holy cow, like, that's
sick.
You may look up baseball fights.
You can look up baseball brawls,
That's always fun.
That's definitely interesting.
Those bench-clearing brawls. Baseball wins on fights.
That or hockey?
Hockey might have gotten
it. Hockey's legit.
Hockey's on a whole new level. You can't even put that with the other sports. Yeah. Hockey's at the top.
Baseball, it's great.
Yeah,
I agree.
I'm actually going to do that. I'm going to send out a poll on Twitter. Talk to people on Instagram, stuff like that. Ask around. I'll come back next week because I'm interested to see what would be the number one reason why people don't watch baseball.
Yeah. I can almost guarantee you it's either too slow, or there's got to be. I think it's just too slow. It's just everyone's gonna say, "Well, it's just boring."
Yeah,
that's gonna be the answer. You're gonna see
it's boring. And why? Obviously, try to get a little deeper in one sport that's not boring: football.
Oh, baby.
We talked a little bit about it. It's coming up next week. Week from tomorrow, Camp Kyle starts, University of Utah. Alex is coming at us, did a little research. He's going to give us a little Utah football preview, what to expect from the Utes in the upcoming season.
I'm very excited about this Utah team, guys. You know, it's definitely one of the, defensively, it's not the strongest that we've had. Our defensive line's really young, not that much experience. We've lost a lot of guys, like Kylie Fitz, he's gone. But our backfield, right, that's going to be tremendous. You've got Chase Hansen, who's rotating between safety and linebacker. Dude's just a pure athlete. We've got Marquise Blair, who's just a phenomenal guy. Lays the wood on dudes. I'm so excited. Reminds me of like a Cam Chancellor. Same size.
Might have to be prepared for Marquise Blair to sit out a couple games for targeting.
100%. I get it.
But this Utah
you do
team
what
has
you got to do, man. That's
this
how
Utah
I feel. You got to do
stuff.
It.
The crowd comes.
Yeah, right? You got to do it, right? And then we've got our best cover corner out there, Julian Blackman. That guy is a stud. And I'm just so stoked to see what we're going to do about that.
Fun fact, I went to elementary school with him.
Ooh,
continue.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, get him on the show.
Come on now.
We'll see. Haven't talked to him since like fifth grade, but you know.
Right. But so defense is going to be a little bit
interesting.
Oh,
you didn't
right
mention
there.
My boy.
Who's your boy?
Jalen Johnson.
Jalen Johnson. Jalen Johnson's going to be good.
He had an all-conference type season his freshman year.
Yeah.
Cut short because of shoulder surgery.
Yep.
Coming back. Listed as a starting cornerback on the preseason depth chart.
It's going to be good.
Excited to see what he can do. Opposite of Marquise Blair, obviously, he's going to get a lot more targets.
Yeah.
Coming on, I think he's a left side cornerback. Going to get more of the targets on his side. But I'm excited to see what he can do with a full year under his belt.
Right. And you know what I'm excited about? Like, I don't see this year happen. Like, what we've seen in the last few years, we've seen a lot of plays go over the top of us. That's kind of been the big thing that happens to our defense because we always had a tremendous D-line, very strong linebacking core that just you couldn't really run on us, right? And it wasn't happening, but you could sure as heck throw that ball anywhere on that field you wanted to.
Right.
This year, I don't think that's going to happen. So I'm really stoked about that. Now, offense. This is where a lot of things are going to be just so much fun to watch. I don't know if you guys saw, you guys know the new redshirt rule, right?
Yeah, I know.
I read a little article.
Yeah, you can play up to 4 games.
Yep, so 4 games and you can still redshirt the guys.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see if Kyle Whittingham's going to try to test the waters a little bit, to see, we've got Huntley, and we're going to see how well he can do.
I don't think there's any way he just plays each quarterback 4 games.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just trying to see maybe in that first game against Weber, right, just to see what he can do with Jack Tuttle, fourth quarter time. Jack Tuttle and the other guy, Jason Shelley. Like, I want to see if they actually attempt mostly
Huntley and Tuttle.
Right. But I just want to see.
Shelley could get in there.
Who knows? But I just want to see what would happen because that's awesome, right? You got 4 games and still decide, like, oh, we really want to redshirt this guy or, man, he's crap. We really could redshirt him and just, like, teach him up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I want to see because, Utah's been, a kind of like that running quarterback type, right? They run that quick read option in the backfield. Not a whole lot of spread offense. They don't.
Now,
well,
of course,
and they
could change.
Right, they do the spread offense, and that's why I'm excited.
That'll change with Tuttle.
Yeah, Tuttle is a spread quarterback. That's what he's been doing all the way up until this point. So I'm just really excited for that right there. And then
you're excited. Feel these nipples.
Oh my goodness, that's interesting right there. Oh my gosh.
I was waiting for you to say excited again. You were saying it over and over again. I was like, man, I'm going to get him.
Hey, well, I'm stoked.
Actually,
lit, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be tight. Now, Zach Moss, our running back, guy is phenomenal. He's just that powerhouse running back. He can hit hard, haul. Like, that kid can run so fast. So I just expect a lot from him. We lost a couple dudes at our receiving corps. We lost Carrington, who is still open in the end zone at USC, by the way. He's still open.
Actually at that game.
Oh, so depressing, right? But still open, but we've got Britton Covey back. All right?
Bronson Boyd.
Yeah, Boyd. But I'm interested to see what we've got with Covey. You know, he got 43 passes, 519 yards as a freshman. And that's good. And he was just playing slot. I don't know if you guys remember when he played against the Oregon team that year and just toasted him.
That fake punt?
Yeah. The guy's crazy. Punt return. Yeah. And you know what? I love the kid because he plays for the U, but I still don't like him that much, right? Grew up, like, in high school, played against him all 4 years and lost to him every time. That's kind of how it went down.
Happens.
Yeah, the kid,
he's
right?
He's in me and Devin's ward.
He's in our ward, and he's actually a very nice guy.
No, he's a great person.
Back.
Yeah, come on.
I've talked to him. He's a nice guy. He's just kind of, you know.
I saw him tear you apart, too.
Yeah, he's put me
in the stands.
He's put some heartache into me.
I believe it. He's fast. Slippery.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's gonna, you know what, it's gonna be really good. And then our special teams, you know, we've got an outstanding punter, outstanding kicker.
Probably the best special teams unit in
100%
nation.
Yeah, so we had Matt Gay,
Mitch Wisnowski.
Yeah, Matt Gay, he won the Lou Groza Award last year. And then we've got Wisnowski, who's also I can't remember what award it is. It's for the Ray Guy Award. They're both on the watch list for that. So Wisnowski actually came up short. He didn't repeat, but he had won it the year before that. But so he's on the watch
list
again.
So both have won it in the past.
He probably didn't win it again because he won it the year before.
We'll see. You never know.
Yeah. No, I'm saying if he didn't repeat because he won it the year before that.
Well,
they just don't do that.
I mean, yeah, no, you never know. That could definitely be it. Just could mean it's like a punter thing. She's like, oh, give it to this guy. Why not? Because, you know, most people don't like giving the Heisman twice out in a row most of the time, right? Kind of the same thing. But totally different level of awards, but...
Yeah.
You know, it's whatever. But man, and our schedule, it's pretty tough.
Pretty tough. What do you think is the biggest, like, hurdle game of the season for the University of Utah? Is that Washington game early on? Is that at home versus USC? Is it on the road against Stanford? Like, which game do you look at and say, if we can win this game, we'll be good?
It's definitely the Washington game. Because that right there, if you can come out third game of the year, and just seriously, Lavenwood, give it to them, then you're riding in to that Washington State, Stanford, Arizona, USC. Like, you're riding into those games with just pure confidence, right?
The best thing for the U is that the Oregon, USC, Washington games are all at home this year.
And you just can't blow it to Weber. Just don't blow it to Weber State in week one, because you know what?
Illinois.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Game two, Northern Illinois.
We don't
in
need
Illinois.
That. Yeah, we don't need that. And, you know, national ranking as of right now, preseason, they're 28th overall.
Not bad.
Not bad. A lot better than I honestly thought they were going to give them.
Picked second by the media today.
Mm-hmm. Finish overall in Pac-12
in
South.
The South.
Yep, so.
Today was Pac-12 media day.
Was.
Utah picked to finish second.
Yeah. I was going through all the games, had them either going from 7-5 all the way to 10-2, right?
So what do you think? So you think 10-2 is their ceiling?
10-2 is like, that is what I could, like, that's like the best I can see them happening. But you never know. They might win them all. Like, who knows, right?
If they beat Washington and lay the wood early on, I think the rest of the Pac-12 would be kind of shaking in their shoes.
Right.
With Washington being picked to win the Pac.
This just kind of seems to me like a season where they're, you know, 8-2 going into the last couple weeks of the season. I don't know. Let me see the schedule real quick. You had it printed out.
Yeah, dude. All out.
I see it. You're coming in, you win against Weber State, you beat Northern Illinois, you beat Washington, you beat Washington State, you beat Stanford, you beat Arizona. You come into that USC game, you beat USC.
It's like after that, like, that's where you're just riding high, man.
You know, you beat UCLA. Or let's say you lose to USC, but you beat Stanford and Washington. You beat UCLA, you beat Arizona State, And then you go into that Saturday, November 10th game against Oregon at home. You just need to win out, and you win the Pac-12, and you go into that last game against Oregon, and you lose. And then that sets off a snowball effect where then you lose against Colorado.
Right. And that's the thing. There's certain teams on there that I don't really feel as confident towards, just because in history, we just have never matched up well with them. And it just, because it's always either a really close game, Stanford, Arizona. For some reason, Arizona, we can never really get it right. It's always an up and down.
That's a home game.
They're not doing very good right now.
And it's just always an up and down. And then USC is always down to the wire battles. I can't remember the last time there it's been like a more than 10 points.
You have them in Rice Eccles this year, though.
Yeah,
and last time they were in Rice Eccles, we beat them.
Yeah,
with our baby giraffe, Travis Wilson in the background.
That's what I mean. You're in Rice Eccles. I think you have them.
No, it was Troy Williams.
It was?
Yeah, Troy Williams, that's true. Because that pass where the shoe fell.
That's right, because they got hurt. Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Yeah.
Man.
Let me ask you this, you Utah fans.
Okay.
Is Utah going to just destroy through the first half of the season like they usually do and fall apart? Or are they gonna make it through this year? Your prediction.
I think that this could possibly be the most talented team Utah has.
Agreed.
And ever had.
Yeah.
As more talented than 08. Now, whether that comes to fruition and they play like it is another thing.
Right.
Okay.
Well, because it's Utah's nature. You know, for some reason, the first three-quarter team, and that fourth quarter has never been our game.
Yeah.
Ever. And like that's any Utah team ever. I have never seen. The only game that I've truly seen, like, fourth-quarter dominance was in that 2008 Sugar Bowl, because that was just utter just. That team just were playing out their minds. Like, that was crazy. But that's the only time I've ever really seen that. And so that's what kind of sucks, because then you're coming in these games. Like, I can still remember watching Travis Wilson. We went up. We were, like, what, ranked number 3 at one point? And, just up by, like, I can't remember how much we were up to Washington State. And then once it got to the fourth quarter, and just watching it all crumble beneath us and we lose. Like, it was just the most upsetting thing in the world. So that's, I don't know. But this definitely, I agree, most talented. If they're going to take it, if they're going to take the Pac-12 South and really compete for the Pac-12 championship game, this is the year. This is the year they're going
to
do it.
Like, this is the year Utah, like, this kind of season is a season where Utah goes to the Pac-12 championship or goes to the Rose Bowl, or it's a season that Utah finishes 8-5.
Right.
And like, those are really the two.
Yeah, we're back in the Las Vegas Bowl again, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Speaking of Las Vegas, placing some sports bets down in Las Vegas.
Oh, yes, we are.
May or may not be on Alex's bucket list. We'll find out when we come up after this with our top 3 sports bucket list items.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Sports Take podcast.
Oh, baby.
We're getting hyped for the last segment. Alex, you've been to a Seattle Seahawks game.
Oh, yeah.
You've been to some big-time Utah Bowl games.
Yep.
Some big-time Utah games. Have you ever been to the Rose Bowl Stadium? Not the Rose Bowl, but have you ever
been? I've been to the Cotton Bowl as well. That thing is intense.
Cotton Bowl. Intense. Have you ever been to any, like, East Coast stadiums?
No, I have not.
Well, I ask because we're going to do our top 3 sports bucket list items.
Ooh.
We're going to snake draft this. You can't repeat something.
Okay.
So if
someone takes it, you got to win.
Devin says he wants to go to the national championship game in college football. Sorry, Alex. Off the table for you.
Dang it.
So luckily for you, we're going to start on this side. We're going to go Alex, me, Devin, then circle right back around.
Okay, awesome. So for my number one, and it's funny that you said that because it's actually kind of a mix, because for me, it's either I want to go to a Super Bowl or the national championship. Like, those right there.
Yeah,
crap, both of your, those, you know, those are all of mine.
Yeah, I'll throw you a bone.
I want to go to the national championship game
because that would just be
That'd be your number one.
Yeah, that's my number one. I'll throw you guys that one out so you guys can still use it.
So my number one, don't worry, I might circle back around to you. My number one is go see a baseball game in all 30 MLB stadiums.
Ooh.
Clever.
That'd be fantastic.
So obviously you can double it up, you know, say Utah is playing in Dallas at the Cowboy Stadium. Go to the Utah game and then walk across the street and go to a Rangers game. You know, I've been to Fenway, I've been to AT&T Park, been to Nationals Park, been to Camden Yards. Is that all of them? That's all the ones I've been to games in.
I've been to Smith's Ballpark.
Smith's Ballpark
is that's legendary right there.
Actually, a really, really nice stadium.
The grass seats? Are you kidding me? You
can't
beat them. That.
We'll be there.
With the sun beaming in your eyes. Like,
we'll be there Thursday night, actually.
We will.
Smith's Ballpark is actually a really nice ballpark for minor leagues. Great backdrop right at the mountains.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty nice. I've been to Angel Stadium on a tour, not for an actual game.
Angel Stadium, I actually have been to a game in.
I've been to a game there as well.
Same Dodger Stadium. Dodger Stadium is actually one of my favorite stadiums because it's built into a hill.
Yeah.
Like, there's a nice that's on top of the hill and then just craters in. It's like, yeah, it's just like a crater.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
It's fantastic.
Wrigley Field, that's a fun field. I saw a few games there last year.
PNC Park, the Pirates overlooking downtown Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Really nice. So, yeah, that's my number one. Devin?
My number one, I know for a fact Hunter is not going to have this one. Go to a Yankees playoff game this year.
This year?
This year.
Wow.
Dang.
So you're going to fly to New York and go?
We'll see.
I can fit in duffel bags if you can bring someone along.
If the Yankees play like the Astros.
That's more logistical for me.
Me and you.
Yeah. That's road
or
trip.
Or we just go to New York. We can stay with some people I know in Buffalo.
There you go.
Then just trek out to New York City for a couple days.
Maybe that's more logistical.
It's okay, though. If Devin, if you did listen to our last podcast, we did discuss, and, you know, if you're going to go to a playoff game, you're going to have to go to that very first one, which will be that wild card game. So
yeah,
you're going to have to get there and watch
because they're going to lose the wild card.
But it's okay. So you're going to have to. That's the one. Sorry.
All right. You get another choice, though.
Yep.
Okay.
Snake draft.
Go to a Las Vegas Raiders game in the new stadium.
Ooh.
That'd be cool.
I hear there's like little casino parts off like up.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times like where Arizona Cardinals play, there's pools.
Yeah.
Rooms like that. I hear there's casinos.
Uh-huh.
So what's better than throwing your money on red and watching Las Vegas play? Actually, on black. If it's
you gotta
Raiders,
go
right? on.
You gotta,
no, what if that? What if the roulette table is just all black? Just like you know, just
it's
you know,
only black.
It's only
you
black.
Win,
you
ride
can't
all
lose.
Day long.
You can't lose.
Literally, Raul, I don't know what I'm.
But I've seen plans. I've seen plans for that stadium, and it looks.
Yeah. It does look.
Sweet.
Like
see, that's what
stadium.
I've thought about. Just like man, it doesn't happen a lot, but man, Hawks Raiders like, be down.
Yeah. Why not
going down to
Pats,
Vegas?
Pats Raiders. Actually, the Patriots play, I think, this season in Oakland. I was telling my dad, I was like, hey, Patriots, just in Oakland. My dad's like, the last place I want to watch the opposing team play is an upgrade.
But it's
game.
History. You get to see. It's their last season next year in Oakland, isn't it? Or is that 2 years?
Maybe. They
it
haven't, like,
depends.
Officially
I mean,
said.
Officially.
Yeah.
You know, depends on how fast they get that stadium built. Cause it, I mean, I've,
but just being an away fan.
You know?
Yeah, being
so
an away
like,
fan.
I took a virtual
game.
Tour of what it's going to be and how they're going to build half that stuff. I question,
but if anywhere
they do it.
We'll
it will be
we'll
in Vegas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
if anywhere. It's
but I don't. But you don't want to be an opposing fan at a Raiders game.
No.
Oh, absolutely.
No, 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 no.
Hunter, I want you to come home alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Speaking of which, the reason I say that is because my number two list is I want to see Tom Brady play in person. He's number two on the sports bucket list.
Okay.
It would have been see a Celtics game at Boston Garden. Just did that a few months ago. So
right.
Check that off.
That's pretty
Alex,
nice.
Back to you. Two picks.
Man, two picks. I'm just going to throw them down right here. Okay. Well, one of my bucket lists, because I just want to see this happen. And I mean,
you still have Super Bowl on the table.
Right. But it's all dependent on how they play. I want to see the Jazz win a finals.
Amen.
I want to see that so bad, because I'm telling you, when that happens, there's going to be a little
Devin
tear.
Devin said that too.
You might as well take me to heaven at that point.
Yeah.
Devin said that too, but I told him he couldn't have that on the list. Sorry, Devin. Because I was like, well, you can't control that. You know, like, you obviously
yeah,
can
fair.
Control going
that's
into
Spider-Mitchell.
A game.
So, for me, so then, if we're doing
if
off what we can
Spider-Mitchell
control,
is listening.
Right. So if we can go off what we control, mine would be, I want to go to a Seahawks Niners game. Cause
you can control that. So.
I can control that one, right?
Yeah.
Because those are diehard rivals. It's always heated, and they're always great games. And that's just something I want to do. Because I went to the Seahawks-Falcons game this last November, Monday Night Football. That was heck of a game, but
real,
that's definitely
real,
it. And then my last one, I want to go to the Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio.
There you go.
That's something I want to go.
It,
I was actually just thinking this afternoon I want to go to Cooperstown.
There you go.
they were talking about Cooperstown on this podcast I was listening to, and I thought it would be really cool to go check out the baseball.
Weekend trip, anyone?
Might as well.
I guess.
We'll take our winnings from the Las Vegas Raiders casino.
Las Raiders. Oh, yeah.
We'll go to Cooperstown.
From all of our early future sports betting, this January, we'll go because we're just going to be loaded.
Loaded from that.
Put it all on Miami, Ohio.
I'm down.
On Bowling Green.
All of us put a grand on Miami, Ohio.
Hey, loan me a grand. So I'm actually going to change my last one. My last one was go to a Michigan-Ohio State game.
That'd be good.
But after mentioning wanting to see the Jazz win, made me think. And my third one is actually going to be, I want to be in the city of a team when they win the championship.
That'd be pretty.
I was in Alabama when they won the championship, and it was wild.
But you obviously couldn't participate in the festivities.
I heard it, though.
You heard
just
it.
Just as much
but
as
you couldn't
participating
be out there.
I was at Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's the same thing.
I saw the fans.
Don't tell Kimmy. You were at Buffalo
mind.
Wild Wings.
Yeah, don't tell. Kimmy cannot listen to this.
I came so close twice this year. I was in Boston the night of the Super Bowl Patriots-Eagles. Obviously, we know how that ended up.
I'm sorry.
And then I was in Washington, D.C., like literally 2 days after the Capitals won the Stanley Cup. If the Capitals would have gone to like a game six in the Stanley Cup and then won, I would have been in D.C. for the championship, for the parade, everything. I just want to be in a city that night that they win a championship and just be able to like party in the streets with people.
That'd be
our
sweet.
Friend Masood, he was in D.C. the night the Capitals won. Watching
his
Snap
was
stories and his Instagram stories looked crazy. I just want to be able to partake in those festivities just like once.
How he woke up that next morning, I don't know.
Yeah.
But he did.
Devin, last one.
Last one.
I had a double take to see if we had all gone.
Devin. Go to an Iron Bowl, Alabama.
Ooh.
Auburn.
That'd be an amazing game.
Either one, really.
Yeah, but I mean, that stadium is just so historic.
Just being there.
So is Auburn's, but just being there at the time.
War Eagle,
would be sweet.
Yeah.
Hey.
War Eagle. Go Blazers.
Go Blazers.
Go UAB.
We know UAB is the team to beat down there.
Yeah. Alabama A&M, team to beat.
There you go.
In Alabama.
Go Aggies.
Now for the debut. Well, not the debut.
It's not the debut.
The return.
There it
of
is.
Of a wildly popular
so
sports
stoked.
Segment. It's Shark Take.
Ooh, baby.
It's their turn. We haven't done it in quite a while. We're here. We're going to do it for the first time in what seems like months. We'll let the new guy go first.
Oh, yeah. We got to let
Devin.
The new guy go.
Okay. This person, all right, in 2017, his average was 29 minutes a game, 15 points a game. His field goal percentage was 39. He averaged 3.8 rebounds a game and 5.2 assists in his first season in the NBA. Who could this
what
be?
What year was it?
2017.
So
this
past year.
So he was a rookie this past year.
Yeah.
29 minutes, 15 points.
Yep. 39 field goal percentage, almost 4 rebounds and 5 assists.
See, I have a feeling that this was like Dennis Smith.
You got it.
Oh, I was right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There you go. Don't try to test my basketball knowledge.
No, you know it.
I got it.
I thought I'd throw that at you.
I feel like he's going to be a good player.
He's kind of in the shadow. I feel like he's in the shadow of a lot of...
Because
it was such a good rookie class. I don't put Ben Simmons in the rookie class.
Ben Simmons
being a Utah Jazz fan.
I mean, he was not a rookie.
He wasn't a rookie.
I don't know how you could
But Dennis Smith Jr., I think he's going to be just an all-around great player for the Mavericks.
Yeah.
And so on his career, wherever he ends up.
Yeah. Alex.
Oh, man. This got a lot of this one. So, this player is looking to make it big in the NFL. You know what? I think you guys should buy into him. During his time in college football, he's had a total of 4,135 yards from scrimmage, only 530 plays, and that's an average of 7.8 yards per play, right?
Okay.
And a total of 44 touchdowns. Now.
And how many touches?
It didn't say how many touches per.
Or how many plays, you said.
530 in the whole.
Okay.
And then that's, you know, who knows if he got the ball on that, right? That he's going over plays, right? Now, his senior year, he had 308 of those 530 plays. 2,383 yards. And 25 touchdowns. He's won two awards for his senior year performance. He was a 2017 Consensus All-American and the 2017 Mountain West Conference Offensive Player of the Year.
Ooh.
He was fifth in the running up. He was in the fifth for the running of the last year's Heisman Trophy. And he's a 5'11", 220-pound beast. You guys.
Let me get his name.
Well, you can't look it up.
You got to just guess.
He's San Diego State's running back.
Oh, it's the dude that the Seahawks drafted.
His name's slipping
Seahawks
my mind.
Drafted.
But boy, Rashad Penny, dude.
Yeah, I knew it was Penny. I wasn't sure it was Pennington or Penny, but I knew. Once you said Mountain West, I knew.
You hated that pick.
At first. Now and then what did I do when I did that? What did I tell you guys I did? When he first got picked,
you watched highlights.
I went and locked myself in the room for a good 20 minutes, pulled up YouTube, and I was just watching all this, and then I was kind of a believer after that. I was like, okay.
Very consistent.
Yeah. I mean, his senior year, that's phenomenal. So it's just, you know what? I can't complain. So I'm excited. That's my point. Hunter, what do you got for me?
All right, Sharks. So I'm selling a stake in a Major League Baseball team. Now, this team hasn't had much success in the last couple of years. So we're looking to change around our franchise's misfortune with your help. Fair warning, some of our best players have recently been suspended for PEDs and have gotten hurt. However, that's not something we haven't seen before. We're 3-7 in our last 10 games, but we're hoping that the trade deadline gives us a chance to turn things around. Oh, and don't worry, we settled those pesky sexual abuse scandals.
I know.
So what do you say, Sharks? Buy in now or be red with embarrassment when we win it all?
Red?
Are you buying in or what?
Maybe now you're confident over there.
Maybe now I don't know because he just threw me a freaking curveball.
You're mighty confident, but now not so much.
I saw the confidence drip right out of your face.
I immediately went, my Mariners, because...
Alex, as soon as he hears the word red.
Yeah. What's that crap? I'm a Mariners. I just picked my head. Got the owner or whatever, the president. Got that sexual abuse stuff going behind him. We have been crap the last 17 years. We haven't made the playoffs.
Yeah, I've been
since
pretty bad.
2001. Robinson Cano, he's been suspended for them PEDs.
Suspended for PEDs.
And a lot of people getting hurt.
Many of them.
I'm buying because that's who I think it is.
What are you doing?
You know, I'm just going to go with the Mariners there, too. I'll jump in.
Man,
on the
bandwagon. I was so close to throwing Alex off. It was the scandal thing, the sexual harassment thing that gave away, huh?
Yeah.
I mean,
there's so many sexual harassment scandals going on.
Yeah, but that was a big one in the news today. But they settled. Yep. Yeah, I was going to try to throw you off with the Mariners, and then you were going to be like, oh, no, I'm out. And I'd be like, well.
I just went because Alex was so confident on it.
Right.
The fourth best record in baseball this year.
Yeah, they do.
However, like I said, they're 3-7 in the last 10 games. Limping out of the All-Star break, Oakland's quickly making up ground. So we'll see how long that lasts. But me and Alex, before the season started, said Mariners making the playoffs.
They're going.
So we got to ride true. Man. Stick to our guns on that one.
Maybe that's what we need. That's one of my future sports bets when we get there. Mariners taking it. Dude. Mariners taking
it. You would have done it before the game or before the season.
Fellas, shall we drive to Wendover right now?
Might as well, you know.
That'd be tight.
I honestly can't think of one reason why not.
Yeah, and maybe next week, that's what we'll do. On our way there, we'll just record the podcast, huh?
Live stream it
to Wendover. It'd be great. That'd be actually fantastic. I'd be down for that.
We're not done. Cartons of the window.
Yeah.
So we're not done yet.
Man.
Normally we're done, but I'm doing a surprise guess that team.
Oh, man, it's my
real
favorite.
Real quick.
I love
it. With baseball players.
Okay.
D. Gordon was one of the Marlins' best players last season and was eventually a casualty of Derek Jeter's destruction of the Miami franchise. He now currently plays for...
Mariners.
There you go. Christian Yelich, another one of Derek Jeter's casualties, got shipped off to where?
Yelich? I'm going to say...
Play some crickets.
Yeah, right? screw it. Boston.
Nope.
Dang it. New York?
Terrible.
Nope.
New York?
No.
Toronto?
Nope.
Is it on the east side, west side?
Middle.
Middle.
Baltimore?
I think Baltimore's in the middle of the country. Okay,
it's up around there.
Did he go to Houston?
Maryland.
Did he go to Houston?
Kansas.
Did he go to Houston?
No. Royals.
Houston? No.
No. The Brewers.
Yep, there you go.
Ah.
Oh, man, I did have to follow them.
Okay, next one. Eric Hosmer helped the Royals win the World Series in 2015 and is now trying to help change around another team's bad luck. Which team is it?
I think we talked about that today. I should know this.
We did talk about it today. Not on the podcast, but just earlier today.
West side, east side? Because I don't know.
West.
West side.
I'm each giving you one guess.
Only one?
Yeah.
Man, you're
you gotta go through this quick.
Fine. Diamondbacks.
No. Close.
Close?
Yes.
Angels?
No.
Who was it?
San Diego Padres.
Dang.
You progressively got closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Next one. Yu Darvish, once considered a premier pitcher in the MLB, failed to help the Dodgers win the World Series last year. Now he joins another World Series contender.
He went to the Cubs, didn't he?
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, first guess. Well done. Last Good one. Job. Adrian Gonzalez, once thought to be the heir to Big Poppy in Boston, now is on his fifth team of his career. Which team is it?
This is embarrassing.
West side, east side. That's all I got.
East side.
East side.
One guess each.
New York.
New York what?
Mets.
There you go.
Nice.
Someone got it.
There we go. Teamwork right there.
And you had a 50-50 shot.
I'll take that, though.
Yeah.
All right. And that concludes the Sports Take podcast.
Man.
Again, we are live from ESPN Studios. Want to give a shout-out to Mitch Harper, the producer for the Bill Riley Show on ESPN 700 and the Ben Criddle Cougar Sports Show on ESPN 960. You can check out the Bill Riley Show, ESPN 700, 9 or 11 to 2 weekdays. Yeah. And I believe the Cougar Sports on ESPN 960 is 3 to 6.
Go Cougs.
Again, weekdays. So you can listen to Mitch Harper talk about the Utes and the Cougars. He's a Cougar guy, but he works for the University of Utah Sports Radio Station, the home of the Utes, ESPN 700. So shout out to him letting us use the ESPN studios to record this today. Big shout out to all you guys for listening. Love you guys. Peace.
Hey, sick of these niggas. Sick of these niggas. Hire some help. Get rid of these niggas. Sick of these bitch. Move to the Ritz. Turn out the bitch. It is what it is, yeah. GLE, cause that Lambo moving fast. S class, G class, lot of class. In a rocket, and that bitch ain't got no tags. Louis bags in exchange for body bags, yeah. I'm sick of these niggas. Sick of these niggas. Hire some help. Get rid of these niggas. Look what it was. It is what it is, whatever you did. It is what it is, and I'm so tired. I'm up for the mob, and I got ties. Knock you off to pay their ties. They want me gone, but don't know why. It's too late for all that lovey-dovey shit. I'm your brother, shit. All that other shit. It's too late.